Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Kathy Perry, who's been with us almost half of that. She's a social media expert.
I can't believe that.
I know, it time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does.
We've enjoyed having you here. She's a great social media expert, folks. I encourage you to find her at KathyPerry.com. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, and let her help you with your social media. Kathy, let's talk about Snapchat. For those people out there who don't know what Snapchat is, tell them what it is.
Well, it's really designed for the young generation who want to quickly communicate with funny stuff to each other. And the snaps,
in the middle,
of course,
all this in the middle of the workday, right? While they should be working.
Yes, of course. Okay. But their snaps were always disappearing. So it wasn't like a permanent thread,
Snapchat was designed to be like a vapor, right? You put it up and it's gone in 20 seconds or whatever, right?
Yes. And so now they are considering having those posts, the public posts, last longer and possibly even permanently.
Wow!
Wow!
So do you have your own? You have your own address at Snapchat, like you have on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh huh.
And followers followers and likes and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they probably have a little different terms for things, but it's very similar in those. That type of thing. The uniqueness was that it isn't creating a trail. Okay, so now they're thinking, okay, let's maybe on the Our Story section, because they added Our Story, and they said they could, you know, increase revenue. It could create a new revenue source.
Right.
You know, that's really what drives all of these changes, right?
It's not about you. And it's about them. Come on, people. Wake up.
Yeah. Well, they've had their user base has been shrinking. So they're trying to come up with new ways to keep their user base and also to keep their investors and that sort of thing.
Of course.
But they are a little concerned that it could cause backlash from their users, because they have liked the fact that it wasn't permanent.
Right.
And they've liked the fact that they didn't have to reveal their identity. You know what I mean? So now they're having to really look at this. Okay, so what is that going to do for our user base? Are they going to like that or not? They were going to only do it in one section. So, and for those public, the people who say, okay, I'm creating this story in Snapchat with these snaps and it is public. So that, you know, is the option they're looking at making that change to.
Hmm.
It's kind of interesting, because, you know, I didn't realize that they've seen their user base shrink.
Well, it's also interesting that they might be trying to solve their own problems. They might be creating more because they've gone away from their value proposition that people fell in love with them to start with.
Yes, and it's, you know, their stock's been under pressure.
Yeah.
Investors are.
God help us if the stock goes down. All right, let's move over and talk about this last thing. Facebook is tracking you even when you're not on Facebook. I mean, just when you thought they couldn't get creepier, right?
That's right. And, you know, I mean, obviously they track everything you do, and every post you make and all of that, all the likes and everything. And Google does this too, because any of the advertisers that are using their platforms, they use data tracking pixels in their systems, and that data is taken and stored. Even if the people aren't active users of either Google or Facebook, the information is still being tracked.
And, it's getting closer, closer to Prius, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, it
is. Before the fact.
I think
did somebody write a book about that once upon a time?
Yeah, you know, I think you had a crystal ball in
the
future.
Who was that? Who did that? Hey, Kathy, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. You always do a great job of keeping us up to date. We're looking forward to our next visit. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KP will be back another day. KathyPerry.com. Check that out. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.